Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Money Stepper Q&A podcast, question 93. How much rent should I pay my dad? Today's question comes from Heather. She says, I'm 21 and I currently live with my dad and brother. My mum passed away 5 years ago. My partner has come to live with us three and my partner and I have got low paid jobs. My dad and I are very frugal with quite a lot of savings each. My brother is less frugal but not poor with money. My partner is poor with money. I currently pay my dad £120 a month towards household expenses, as does my brother. Should I ask my partner to pay my dad £120 too? As my partner has now come to live with us, should I be paying more to my dad? I want to make sure that the three of us, myself, my sibling and my partner, aren't a financial drain on my dad, but he says we're all welcome to stay as long as we wish. Thanks for your question, Heather. In my opinion, there's two parts of this, both of which fall under what everyone agrees as being fair, but this will be my take on things. Firstly, let's look at the living expenses. This effectively is all your household bills and any expenditure which everyone in the house uses. We'll include in this energy bills, water bills, council tax, line rental, internet, property maintenance, shared food, and everything like that. In my opinion, you should be adding all of these together and then dividing by the four of you. So you and your partner should be paying half between you. Then you've got your rent. Now this is a little bit more complicated because it's more difficult to find out what is true and what is fair. But if your dad owns the property, then he may have a mortgage payment to make. If not, he's just got his rent. Now if he's got his mortgage payment, you could say that the interest on the mortgage is effectively seen as his rent. Now, the fair amount of rent that you should pay is somewhere between, in my opinion, 2/4 of the amount that your dad pays in mortgage interest and the market rate of renting a one-bedroom flat in your area. Now, when you combine the rent and those living expenses, I'd imagine that you're probably underpaying your dad a little bit by paying him £120 a month. If you and your partner both pay £120 a month each, you're probably getting closer to a fair amount, but the actual amount depends on hundreds of factors. Local property prices, how much joint food is purchased for the house, all kinds of things. So add them all up, sit down, write them all down, write down all the expenses, write down what you think is the fair amount for rent, and then decide an amount there. Beyond what's fair, you'll also have a situation where every party sits down, they've all got their own different personal finances, they've all got a different desire to help each other out. For example, your dad may refuse to take any more than £120 from each of you because he wants to feel like he's helping you out while you're in these low-paid jobs. If that's the case, nice one, Dad. The easiest way is just to work this out, is to sit down together and be open. Sit down with your dad, with your partner, with your brother, work through everything together and come to an agreement where everyone's happy.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.